Step three is we're talking about now we're moving into form. Now we're moving into the elements of the form. And what you find with the flower diagram process is that the form really starts to ground it into what can it look like. I could just tell you what the petals of the flower were that I came up with. In fact, I give you my flower diagram. It's on page 11. But I don't want to assume that those are the only possibilities. So this step is really about brainstorming what those categories are for you, because they may be different for different people, and we may get ideas from each other, and I don't want to assume that what I came up with is the be-all, end-all. I'd like you to spend 3 minutes right now on your own brainstorming some of those categories. And let me clarify what I mean by the categories. These are going to be the petals that go around the center of the flower. For example, one of them might be size. One of them might be price. One of them might be topography. One of them might be, one we came up with was proximity to wilderness versus cultural center. So we wanted to have that. What we're really looking at is you getting really, really clear what you're looking for. And so we're going to first brainstorm what the petals are. Then we're going to brainstorm in step four within each petal. What are the possibilities? Okay, so take 3 minutes and brainstorm those. And if you've already done some work on this, expand on it. So we'll start the 3 minutes right now. While you're working on this, I want to add one piece. And this is especially for those of you who are versed in permaculture design. In permaculture, there's the distinction between functions and elements. The center of the diagram is going to talk about functions, and right now we're brainstorming categories of different types of elements. So the function might be a water acquisition, but the element might be a well or a spring that's up the hill or a rain catchment. And so then the sort of a parallel distinction came up with in nonviolent communication. We have the distinction between needs and strategies. So in some ways, the essence of the center of the flower is like needs, and when we get to the form of the petals, we're talking about strategies. If you look on page 11 of the workbook, now on a PDF reader, that might look like page 12 because the cover page is not numbered. I have 8 different categories: location, price/finances, legality/zoning, infrastructure, size, what kind of neighbors, topography, proximity to ocean, mountains, cultural centers. So